This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. FBI Director James Comey has notified members of Congress that the FBI is reopening its investigation into the handling of classified information in connection with the private email server Hillary Clinton used while Secretary of State. In a letter to various congressional committee chairmen today, Comey said that the FBI has discovered new emails in a separate case and will take steps to allow investigators to determine whether those emails contain classified information. Comey also adds, quote, "The FBI cannot yet assess whether or not this material may be significant, and I cannot predict how long it will take us to complete this additional work." Well, Comey's announcement was welcome news to Donald Trump, who was in Manchester, New Hampshire today.
The system is rigged. But with what I've just announced previously, it might not be as rigged as I thought, right? Right? The FBI. I think they're going to right the ship, folks. I think they're going to right the ship.
Well, WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was at the Trump rally today. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire now. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, let's dive right into this FBI announcement today about reopening its investigation. What's the impact and the import of what Director Comey said today?
Well, I guess you'd have to say this was a pretty good day for the Donald Trump campaign. I mean, this is a campaign that has fed on suspicions, conspiracy theories, and claims that Hillary Clinton is the personification of corruption. So the fact that the FBI says it will reopen this investigation gave Trump all kinds of new ammunition, and I think you could say as well new energy. Among other things, he said, Hillary Clinton's corruption is on a scale we've never seen before. We must never let her take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office. And it gave his supporters new energy as well and new reasons to chant, lock her up. Supporters here, you'd have to say, reacted positively. One person in the crowd told me that he was relieved that justice might actually be served. So that was, and it very much dominated the rally here in Manchester today.
Well, Donald Trump, of course, has been speaking and making claims about a rigged election for many weeks now. What, based on folks that you talked to at the Trump rally today, what has been the impact of that rhetoric on the race?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, one of the things I really wanted to ask folks is just what they made of Trump's, the sort of headline-grabbing statement he made in the last debate that he wouldn't necessarily accept the outcome of the election. A lot of folks have criticized him about that. And, you know, here in Manchester, there was a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. But I have to say, a sort of unscientific survey of maybe 10 people that I spoke to, they all said pretty much, yeah, we get why he's saying that, but, you know, we're going to accept the outcome of the election. I mean, let's not go overboard with sort of the attitude. So here's an example. This is Robert Amiro from Billerica, Massachusetts. He's a Trump supporter in the crowd today. He said he plans to accept the results of the election. That said, he had this to say about voter fraud.
You know, there's millions of people that are dead that are still voting. There's illegals probably voting, you know, and that's not right.
So you would accept the outcome if Trump loses?
Yeah, I would. Not that I'd be that happy with it, but I don't think Hillary has any right to be in the White House after what she's done.
Now, Meghna, it's important to sort of point out that there have been studies year after year after year, and this idea that there are legions of dead voters and busfuls of illegal immigrants casting ballots is just not true. So even though he says he's going to accept it, he's obviously absorbed some of the message that Donald Trump has been putting out there.
Yeah, and Anthony, I should note, are they taking down the stage behind you? Is that what we're hearing?
They are, yeah. This is what we call breaking it down.
All right. So, you're at the site where Donald Trump held his rally today. I mean, compare what you saw today at the Trump rally in comparison to Hillary Clinton's rally in New Hampshire earlier this week. I mean, she had Senator Elizabeth Warren, Maggie Hassan, who's the Democratic candidate for Senate in Massachusetts. She was sort of surrounded by fellow Democrats. What was it like at the Trump rally?
Well, I mean, I think this has been one of the key differences between these two campaigns, and it raises all kinds of interesting political consequences. As you said, when Clinton rallied, she was there with a candidate for governor, Colin Van Oster, and she was there with Elizabeth Warren. She was there with Maggie Hassan, who's running for the Senate. I mean, she has the full sort of united support of the Democratic Party. Donald Trump has never had that in New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte has disavowed him. Congressman Ginto stayed away. Chris Sununu, who's running for governor, wasn't here today, although his father was. So there really is this sense that Donald Trump is continues to wage this campaign sort of centered around himself and his charisma and his message and his message alone. And so he's a sort of solitary figure, even though he's still got thousands and thousands of supporters, as we saw today in Manchester.
A solitary figure, but he comes to New Hampshire a lot. I mean, this is his eighth visit to the state?
That's right. You know, Trump, and the reason why, I mean, this is also telling about what's going on in his campaign. I mean, Trump has a very narrow path to victory, and the only way he can conceivably get there, based on what we understand about the polls in the key battleground states, is to win all the battleground states in which he is still competitive. So that means just four electoral votes in New Hampshire are really important to him. Polls show that Hillary Clinton still has an advantage here, but some of the polls are within the margin of error. So the Trump folks think that New Hampshire is in play, and given their narrow, narrow, narrow path to victory, they can't turn their back on four potential electoral votes. So, yes, he's been here eight times since the convention. Compare that to Hillary Clinton, who's just made three visits here. And you just get a sense of, you know, Hillary Clinton is campaigning in places like North Carolina and Virginia and Florida, and Donald Trump is making eight visits to New Hampshire. I think that says a lot about the state of this campaign.
Well, that's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks speaking to us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Anthony, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure, Meghna.